From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
More volcanic activity in Montserrat, but no moves to evacuate residents this time. In St. Martin, another new government is set up, the fifth in 4 years. And Caribbean people fear the anti-immigrant backlash in a separate Canadian state. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A major eruption of steam and ash at Montserrat's volcano. This is reportedly the greatest activity since August 21st, when Montserratian authorities ordered evacuation of parts of the island. This time, however, the authorities say they're on top of the situation. We'll hear from Governor Frank Savage in a short while. But first, journalist Keith Stonegrave's reports on reactions today as the sky turned black once again in Montserrat.
Residents of the island riveted their eyes on the Soufrière Hills as the huge black ash clouds curled to about 9,000 feet above the capital city, Plymouth, before dumping several centimeters of fine ash over some areas of the capital. Scores of individuals were observed hurrying away from the city in cars and buses, headed for the designated safe area in the north of the island. Others headed for cover in buildings and houses to avoid the ash particles which were descending from the mountaintop. The eruption, described by scientists and emergency officials as major, occurred just after 1 o'clock Eastern Caribbean time Monday, when most workers in the capital were returning from their lunch break. It was also a time when most children were just about leaving school for home.